Thank you. Kavish Yachem Pratis. Thank you. Torah anytime. Thank you, Kol Lashon. I'm good. Not the other name. Should I start again? Press 5 again? Should somebody call it up and find out what the matzah is? So the kids are Ma'at min. Now this is a meridik vod. I hold this vod is der vod. The Eibishter himself gave me this vod. So noyim erais. I ask for the truth. Galay neinu ba'bita and floyz b'tera sechel. You want to say an emissa vod, the kavod chanuk. Tell you meridik vod. Ah, that Rav Chatzka Levenstein used to marishelimus. Every tiny move you make in Ruchnius is haflava fella. You don't hop. That's why they created, invented the magnifying glass with the telescope to give you a cook. Every move you make is magnified. In the next world, you think you did nothing here, but really you turned over worlds. Every tiny move you make in your Shemayim, every gesture, every thing small. Reb Chatzkel, who was din, I heard from Aaron Kreiser, Reb Chatzkel is given din. And he said that. Every tiny move you make is Neiros. And Ruchnius is not like Gashmius. Where you have it, you don't have it. The Mada, the dot in your Avodas Hashem is going to go places. You're going to get yourself unbelievable. Am I on or not? Be helpless. I'm on. How could it be? I'm on. Okay. So, the smallest ruts and type. So I want to tell you how come the Yom Tov where Ruchnius is officially the issue, more than any time of the year, Ruchnius. Chanukah is Ruchnius. We fought for our Torah and we won. We fought for our Ruchnius. That's why, that's why in Purim you're supposed to have a mitzvah of Simcha. And Chanukah just will sing and howl. It's different. It's because it's Ruchnius. I want a Taina. Bezer Hashem. That's why one day, one tiny drop of oil skyrocketed. Turned into 8. To give you the Musahasko of Ruchnius is the tiniest thing you did will magnify Adain Shir. Laneas Daiti, not so aneistic Daiti. My not so humble Das. I believe I hit the point. The Ibish himself. Hold, I got the real shot. That's why this oil with Chanukah. What's that? Ruchnius. That's Ruchnius. Ruchnius is the tiniest thing is going to spread. It's a simon. Why do people run away from the truth? They don't get instant results. They don't say, it's not the things aren't happening so fast. I'm learning, and the Ilum doesn't think I'm so great yet, and I'm not learning enough. You put yourself down the way, my dominating so-so. You know, chop that every mashahu is a gold mine. That's the Chanukah message. That's why the Rabbeinu Shalom himself made it should be such a nest. Boom. Why? That a little drop of oil should spread into 8. It's a miracle. It's taka miracle. Ruchnius is l'mal manateva. Gashmi is, that's what it is. It is. By the way, my key is also Ruchnius. Want to see my key? Does anybody want to see how bent out of shape my key is? You ask any locksmith, could this open up? Yeah, take a look. Is it twisted enough for the Yelam? The Yachap? That every time I get into the car, it's Ruchnius happening? Does this make sense? Look at it. Look at it. It didn't work for a year. This did not work. I tried a million times. So one day I was in a pickle, and I had to get to school, and I was late. I says, Eibishter. And I lost the key. The good one. Eibishter, you got to make it work. I can't. Boom, it worked. From that day on, it's been working. And it's getting more and more bent out of shape, and it works beautifully. Because my key does not go with the rules. I have a Ruchnius to get key. Because I'm Ruchnius, I hope. I'm a Lamala Menateva, anyway. I am Lamala Menateva. That's the way I am. I think we all are these days. Everybody's a little, how's it working? Who knows? They live into the Eibishter, the Nisan in this world. Anyway, so that's the Pshat Masonic. Now also, Ma'at Mina Or, Doisha Harbin Mina Choysha. The concept is, the what? I don't know. But I'll show you where it says, Las Nahoira Ela de Nafik Migoy Hashecha. That I'll show it to you. It's a Zaya. There is no light unless there is darkness first. And the more darkness, the more light. You have a peckle. You have darkness, baloney. Now you can put up a candle and sit there and leaven it. If you don't have a peckle, you're not worth anything. Person has to have a peckle. Right? I once heard a schmooze from Dun Segel. Oh, the peckle. The Welt don't appreciate his, I don't want peckles. I'm going to leave me alone. No, I had enough of that stuff. Without a peckle, you're not worth a penny. Kutzke Rebbe said, I have enough malach. Rebbe says, Chav Gedik Maluch in Shemayim. You're not worth nothing. A malach, you're a malach. Who needs you? I mean, a malach is a chash of a thing. But compared to an Adam, what is it? We have a challenge. We have a Yetzahara. A Yetzahara is a glick in leaven. Without the Yetzahara, you're not worth anything. And the worst the Yetzahara is, don't look for trouble. If you have a big Yetzahara, you know what, you can be Mekadoshim Shemayim. You know what the Stipler says? People who are sunk in the mud of the worst Ritzinus, the worst cases, they're sunk in the mud. They're doing things we don't want to, it's just beyond. They are addicted to the lowest. And they can't control themselves. And it's probably not their fault. You gotta be careful with that. You gotta try to move. We're all Einus Rachman and Patri somewhere, but we also have to try anyway. He says, if a person like this does the slightest movement in the right direction, I'm ready to stand up for him. They say he said it when he couldn't stand anymore. He was old and weak. So somebody who's in the mud with his wicked retinus that he can't stop getting angry. He can't stop. He can't stop. And he stops himself. A mashahu. The stipler said, I'm ready to stand up for him. He has no idea what his greatness is. So I wanted that. A drop of light. You don't know what you're doing. That's why one little oil turned eight to show it skyrockets. The whole Ruch Mystica, what you're doing, if you only realize what packs in a day, it would be kedai to sit down after one shachris, one mincha, one night, one halbag black tomorrow, one difficult places that you never got straight. And spell out what just happened. Do you know, first of all, have simcha. You're going to get 1,000 times more simcha. Write it down. I am happy that I learned. I can't. Just got 1,000 times more simcha. You know what you did? Next. Then you have the tzar, from tzara. It's just 100 times more than what outside. Think of that's what makes the whole segment. And every molecule of tzar is another 100 times. You know, more tzar, another 100. It's mind-boggling. And the more you appreciate what you're doing, the more ilum habi you're going to get. You appreciate what you're doing. You don't stop how much you are a balabas over your own matziv. Like a chalaimais go according to the pisrei. You paskin good, it's going to be good. Look good at yourself. No, but Asaph threw in the towel. I blew it. Never ever do that. I made it. No matter what, I'm better than everybody in the whole world. There's nobody as good as me. You know, I spoke in Philadelphia on Tuesday. They brought me there. Island is beautiful. Oh, lovely people. And sure enough, as soon as I walked in, somebody gives me a bag and says, this is for you. What's that? I open it up. Jack Daniels. Oh, by the way, I can't. No, I'm just joking. The guy who, I hope you're not listening to this. I just want to be funny. I can't stand Jack Daniels. It's just that the name is a hipster, but it's good enough. You did me a favor. I don't have to drink it. I'm going to show it to the Yalem. See, Jack is alive and well. See, we got Jack. Good old Jack is back in business. Don't. We got scared for a minute. The guys are polished. My hush of the drinkers. They're telling me reports that whoever leaves my VOD can't see straight for a couple of hours. Oh, you are in Mandel. No wonder you're banging into the pole. You just came back from Mandel's VOD. Especially Hanukkah. He's terrible. Mandel, don't go to him. Mandel, you get chicken. I'll make you chicken. Mandel has got, you know, everybody should see this. One should see this. Learning. They'll see this. Tiller. They'll see this. Simcha. There's my should see this. Think. That's my big thing. Drink, Rabbi Sai. We learn. Don't worry. I'm just kidding, Rabbi Sai. Don't take me too serious. You'd be shocked how literal people can be. You have to watch what I'm saying. I don't want to say. Sometimes the guy you're dealing with is music. He takes it literal. Rabbi Mandel said, drinking is everything. He calls, Ma, yes, can I have a couple of bottles of schnapps? I want vodka with Jack, with Johnny, with this. What got into you? Rabbi Mandel said, the Ica is drinking. You don't think it's going to happen? You got to be so careful these days. People, they take you first. I had to tell him, I once told the guy he wants to be in a party. He wants to put his hat on backwards. He says, Rabbi Mandel, should I do that? I said, don't you dare, you're my sugar. Don't do my mate, he thinks that you have to go ahead and do these things. Look, if you have a Rebbe, there's a... Okay, I once saw. My Rebbe once did it for Rabbi. Why? Because he was normal. Super normal. A nice gal. And he with a cheshbon. He didn't really... Prat. You want to be a meshugan? It's no mitzvah. But it is the pratim that... The best pratim that are normal. That people are petrified of being normal. Of davening for the Amid, saying a nice word in public, even though they didn't ask you to. So what? I'm sitting at a Sheva Brachas, and no one asked me to speak. I said, I want to just say it. The chasana, I'm so impressed, and I want to give a bracha. Should be zechazug and I'm ad kan. No one's going to mind. And you had your prat. I recommend it. What's going to you're going to have a telephone call. Rabbi Mandel, well, you know what that messed up my Sheva Brachas. These guys are coming one after another. And each one, one thing I'll tell you. You ever hear the fifth of Shulchan Aruch? Fifth of Shulchan means have seichel. The big message of Hanukkah is have seichel, Rabbi Sai. Without that, it's not happening. No matter what sheet you're going to go, you're going to find, yeah, well, that's the way our minig is. It's your minig. Anyway. It's such a lovely Yom Tov Chanukah. So delicious. Every minute, Nisan and Nisan. I'm already having so many Nisan. This happens all the time. For years, when I don't want my chavrusa. Sometimes I don't want them. But sometimes I don't want them. I need my space. Today I need Musa. I need something. I need to spend a few. And I don't want to tell them, you know. I get a phone call. Oh, please be Michael me, but I have to go somewhere now. Please be Michael. It's okay if I don't show up. Yeah, it's all right. How many Michael you? It's okay. This happens all the time. I promise you. David's just so nice to me. He doesn't. I'm the good guy yet. I needed a break, and I'm the good guy. I promise you. It just happened. It just this Hanukkah. By the way, the best Kabbalah Hanukkah is don't learn less than usual. You want to have a good, just don't make it worse. Because the Yetzer Hara not to learn on Chanukah, it's okay. Try your best. Main thing is try your best, that's all. We're gonna do everything perfect, we're gonna mess up no matter how hard we try. That's the way it is. You know what I told myself today? I says, I'm a big Baal Yisurim. By the way, a Baal Yisurim is, if you know what a Baal Yisurim is, Chofetz Chaim used to go wild. A Baal Yisurim. These are the luckiest people in the world. No Gehenim. But the people, Olam HaZeh, the people, they don't go with that. Because you're not getting covered. The worst part of Yisurim is they look at you as a Nebuch. You know how many people call me up? They went through traumatic experiences. What's killing them worse is the people around them. The way they look at them different. Oh, that's what happened. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And that kills them because they're covered. They're bizyinous. You know what I told? I told a group of people who were going through whatever. Go to those people. You want to prat? They want a prat to go against. You know, bizyinous is the problem. Usually, that's the real, real problem. What people are going to say, no matter what, even physical problems, the bizyinous dominates. You don't know how covered is your life. You have no idea. And the pain. I told them, Dafka, go to the guy that says Nebuch. And show yourself in front instead of running away from them because you wish you couldn't get near him because he was always embarrassing you. Go over to him and just say, how's everything? And watch him say Nebuch and enjoy it. Because you're coming Dafka for that. Yechap, psychologically. Yechap, I know a guy who used that terrible disease. Nebuch in his own house. Whatever, he wasn't. You know what I told him to do? And he used to shrink. A certain family member used to get him as a meshugah. And he used to go, I says, you know how to conquer that? Go the opposite direction and lachatchil, go to that person and watch the bazillion happen and sit there and say, good stuff. Zainus takes away all your aveiros. Great, let's have some more of that. The thing you hated, got to do it. That's the best way to go. And it will take get rid of all that fear because you're doing it on purpose. Might even make a dinus vocalize it. Eivishta, I love the bizyinus that I'm getting. That's great. Say it. You're losing all your avarice. Anyway. I was asked to speak in a place. This happened about 10 years ago. Somebody was here from a different, you know, section. And he said, Rabbi Mendel, I'd like you to speak for my balabatim in my shul. He wants me to speak. It's a small shul. We have about 18 people there. And they're a little bit, they need a little care of my chevra, you know. And maybe you could speak for them. You ready? It's a true story. And they're a little bit, they need a little, you know, a boost. I tell them right away, you're telling me there are 18 people there? Mm-hmm. When I speak, I know how many are showing up. 7 guys. Am I right? He smiled. Well, that's what it usually happens. He says, okay, fine, I'm coming anyway. And I came there. The guys were known to be hooked on smartphones. And I come there. Sure enough, just what I predicted. There were 7 guys listening to me. 4 out of 7 were like puzzled, pulling me gears from their smartphones. They couldn't stop. I promise a true story. They were sitting there. I was giving. Those were the guys who attended. There were 3 guys listening. That's about what I accomplished with the 18 people there. And the 3 guys were looking at the smartphones. They couldn't stop. Couldn't tear themselves away from their smartphones. And the other guys were listening, and they're very polite. It's just that I'm busy. I mean, during the speech, let's take a, you know. And the rest of the Yoylem was walking back and forth as I was speaking. That's what it was. So, now, by the way, they invited me to come again. And I said, I couldn't. You're the answer to my dreams. I'm looking for this. And Avardiga loves this. This is his bread and butter. If you get that mentality, that bizyinus is on your agenda. Listen to me. You need a balanced diet. Every human being understands what food is all about. You need a balanced diet. You have to have meat, potatoes, some vegetables, a side dish, then you need some jello for dessert, a beverage. You know, you got to do things balanced. And nowadays, a couple of dips. I don't know, why did they say, what kind of baloney? I don't cop it. All year round, and one dip, here's another. Oh, we got a new dip. Oh, yeah, that one too. Okay, another dip. You don't have enough for the main dish. You need a few dips. Okay. So, by the way, the time of your they did eat. It's interesting. All right, it's fine. But I don't cop it. It's a lavish legal cash if anybody wants to answer it. At the time of the Gemara, people didn't have dips, right? And nowadays, there's so many dips, no? What happens on Pesach different? Here, two dips. Two dips? Two dips is a joke. It's at the Mahalach, you guys. What are you doing, Pesach now? You're worse than you. Okay, anyway. So, now I wanted to say that it's a time of thankfulness. Now here's the story. You want to get a balance in your life. You sit down after one shacharis or a one seder, you analyze what happened. You have any idea what a gold mine, how much thankfulness you have to have. If the seder went good, write down a good seder, and I'm so happy. Now you got 1,000 times more schar. And if the seder went bad, and it went good and bad, so you got bezeinus, and the chavrusa yelled at you, and you got bezeinus, the guy next to you screams louder than you when learning, write down, great bezeinus, simcha shel Torah, toiv pam b'tzar, me'meya b'litzar. This happened with the disciple, famous story. Two stories, one with the disciple, one with, I'm on with the Chavetz Chaim. The guy says over, my chavrusa is doing so much better than me. He says, how much you learn? Blot? Your chavrusa learned one blot. You learned 100. Toi pam b'tzar, me'meya b'litzar. The other one is that, I think Chavetz Chaim said that. And the disciple, the same kind of mice, he says, your chavrusa is a good soldier. You're a general. Because you had tzar when you learned. You see? You take down all these things after every seder. And spell out what's going on in life. If you have Yisurim, I consider myself a tremendous Baal Yisurim. Why? Because my class lost. You know, they had today a game in the Chanukah Masiba. So they have a Chanukah Masiba in school. And my class, usually I daven that we should win. Now, I have an ethical question. Does a Rebbe have a right to daven for his Talmidim that they should win? There's 20 classes in the school. Let another kid win. What are you so selfish for? So I say, yes, you daven. By the way, my chevra always win. Today was different. I don't know why. But so it was a big yisurim for me. My class lost. I was watching all the other teams. They did better. You know, they had a game there. And my class lost. That wasn't easy. So I could write that down as yisurim. All the Rebbe Simcha Bunim speaks about this. This Rabbi Miller. All Yisurim. You look at yourself. I want to tell you something. Several Rabbeim have told me that when they have a bad day at home, something went wrong, they go to school, the kids love them more than ever. I know a young man, he told me. Suddenly the class loves, they run over to the Rebbe, and they, hey, you never did that before, because at home, the Eibishter sees that you're suffering, so he gives it, he makes up for it. I've seen so much of this. There's a famous person who was a super mutzlos in Eretz Yisrael. There were two Rosh Yeshivas. One of them was, the whole world was after him. The other one was like, the one who was so-so, he ended up with children that nobody had that. Why is David so? You don't have this? I'll give you something else. You know, David, I see a lot of that. People who have, if you have a problem somewhere, expect David to know the pain you're going through. So I tell myself, I tell David, I'm a big Baal Yisurim. My class lost today, and I couldn't start the car. But yeah, I thought I lost $100 for 10 minutes, which is a lot of pain. Those 10 minutes look, and the pain that I'm a bottling. Here we go again. I'm a bottling. By the way, any person, if your nature is that you're a bottling, you're losing things. Anybody know anything about that? I think the whole world knows plenty about that. I said something, I want to retract. I said this a couple of weeks ago, that being Masudadik is extinct. Like, this door is officially Mavulbal. Like, everybody's spinning around, not sure what they're doing next. The good old, the days when people were Masudadik, it's not so bad, really. You can be Masudadik. But there is, I have a point anyway. So the, not being Masudadik is a lot of pain. And having a, losing your keys all the time, it's a lot of pain. And the car doesn't start. And Nitamol, you thought you had a bad report about one of your kids for an hour. And then you found out it wasn't so bad. So you're about to shoot him, crush him, and you're going. When next your time you dive into the Abishta, I got so many Yisurim. And the Abishta will recognize that. And he'll treat you well. If you're Mashiv, every little thing, the red lights, the buses that stop you in the middle of the road, the times that you're late and you're embarrassed. There's so much Yisurim in a person's life. The disciple talks about certain people have, certain mannerisms. They talk a little bit different. But they look a little bit, and usually they Yisurim on the Mienus. They're worried about things that aren't even the problem. Just in their mind, this is terrible because they think everyone's looking at them. It's baloney. The guy's jealous of you. You don't know what the real story. You know, if you were open up, Mashkiach Zatzal, Nosson told me, if everybody would take his peckle and put it out on the table, you'd say, okay, now I see what, oh, I didn't know what that guy really has. I was so busy envying him because he's always getting a bracha under the chuppah, and I'm only getting whatever. Now I see what's really happening. They're doing it because they say he have to never be mechazikim, because he just lost his job and and no one likes him, and so he gave him a bracha, you know. So you look like you're a good guy, so they leave you alone. But you didn't think so. You're busy with your jealousy. You look what he got, and I don't. And he's busy with his jealousy. All I get is a stupid bracha under the chuppah. This guy, Baruch Hashem, has a job. And each guy's busy with each other. Everybody's living in a fantasy world that's totally untrue. I think Chazon Ish said this. In Chaim Belinda used to have a sign up. There is no atzvus to a person that has any shakas with the light of truth. The only reason you're suffering is because you're not living with the truth. If you strike a match and see the darkness, that you have such darkness, you think you have a problem, you have nothing. Your problem is your glick. You know what Chazak Kembach says? I think he's the one who said it. Before you were born, you probably picked this Nisayan that you have. And then in the world of truth, you picked it. Okay. Now, the other day was the Yahrzeit of Rav Chaim Mordechai Weinkrantz. I want everybody to see. This is his kitchen. That kitchen, I was there. I brought Yinga Light from Lakewood to go to that kitchen. First of all, take a look at his face. You want to see the Shechina? You know, this man had major Ruach HaKadosh. Major. You know what he used to do with Chaim Mordechai? He should be a Melech Yosha for all of us. And he should do wonders. We need him. He was the Meirat Derech of the Vardigas. The people he put on their feet had Ruach HaKadosh. Do you know that? One after another. His Talmidim. You know who he was? One of his Talmidim. One sat on the other one. He knows the idea that he had Gilul Yoh. Alright? And all his Enikach knew that he had Ruach HaKadosh. That was Pashut. I don't want to say all the names because one of them came in a dream to one of the other and said, you're saying nice things about Ifti was Niftis. I don't like that stuff. Even if he was Nifta, he still doesn't want COVID. It's a pella. But that's one of the big Navardigas. When he was their Rebbe, you know what a malach he was? He had a dream when he was a little boy. Look at the face. Look at the halakite. He's such a holy person. I remember him. A wine prince. And he was, what he did, you know, he had excruciating Yisurim in his later years. The doctor said he's going to be screaming any minute. And he didn't say a word. And later they asked him, what happened? He saw mumbling. He says, much better to get it here than to get him. That's all he was saying. He was the one he used to say publicly, you want to be happy? Learn 3 hours. Whoever's of us could be happy. And he used to do it. I see special. Anyway, He was a little kid. He was part of a certain group of Yidden, very chashuv of Yidden, and his father was planning on sending him to that yeshiva of that group, and he was supposed to leave the next day. He had a dream. He had a dream that a man with a white beard, whatever, came to him and said, I don't want you going to that yeshiva. I want you going to Navardi. And the next day he gets up, his father says, okay, you gotta go to yeshiva. He says, no, Ta, I had a dream, and I believe in that dream. The dream said I'm going to Navardi. He was a little kid, and he didn't listen to his father. And he went to Navardi, and that other yeshiva and his father, everybody, were killed by the Nazis. And the Navardi survived, but he said later, the man in the dream was the Alta from Navardi. Is he, don't ask me these spooky type of things, but that's the story with him. You know what he did? One of his talmidim, I'll tell you who it was. I heard it from, it happened. Pesach was Menachem Malach. He was a Gera Chassid, became a Navardi. And he wanted it in Shidduch. So he asked him, Kommt da rein! Afreilich in Chaneke! Chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim. So what did he do? You know what he used to do? If you wanted to know if you do a shidduch or not. I had with him myself. I wanted to do a shidduch or not. So he said, okay, show me a picture. Him? Go marry him. It's going to work out great. In other words, don't get near him. You marry him and 2 weeks you're divorced. He used to do this left and right. He had a bracha on the stipler with his, he is Shalom Bayis, he had a kayach, he knew people, he told me himself, 3 people, a kid fell out of a window, and, Ron Krantz here, kid fell out of a window, they made a suicide door, he said, don't make a suicide door, stop eating that tray for restaurant. Then another thing happened, got a hold up, he did jewelry. Twice he had a hold up. He says, I'm leaving the jewelry line. He says, is that going to help you? You have to start keeping Shabbos and you won't get the hold ups anymore. A third guy, he told him about Taras HaMishpacha. You're making whatever, nothing will help you. Take care of that. So I asked him, how did you know each time what? He smiled. He knew. So this Talmud of his, Pesach Menachem Malach, needed a shidduch. It was after the war. And he wanted a shidduch. So he says, okay, he's going to Eretz Yisrael to get a shidduch. You know what he tells him? Are you going to Eretz Yisrael for a shidduch? No. Lav Dafki, your shidduch is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know? You want to know who your shidduch is going to be? Our initials are Ches. He was on the plane going to Eretz Yisrael. Suddenly, emergency landing in Paris. He had to stay 4 days in Paris till he can go on. In those 4 days, they read him a shidduch, Chanachaya, whatever her last name was, and that was it. That was his first shidduch. You have a musig? Read a bomb what he was. He used to do, he once invited me. He went to a chasen. I think it was a ghetto chasen. One of these small chasenists where a one-piece band, you know, it was one of those. And he says, come along. And I came along with him. I sat next to him. And he took doubles of soup. Can I have some more of that stuff? That's where I got the pickle business from. You know, when I go, I had to speak recently. Another place where, Shai, whatever it is. And, as soon as I walked in, first I took my time. I didn't hurry to speak. I suddenly say, oh, by the way, you'll see them there. You want, I said this out loud. Do you want me to speak in Lashon Kodesh? I'm sorry, in English or in Yiddish? That was number one. A few minutes later, I said, I asked these questions. Nothing wrong, but to me, it was a prat. I felt it was a prat. Then in the middle of my speech, I suddenly says, can I have those potato chips, please? They brought it down. I didn't touch it. A couple of guys smirked a little bit. And then I continued with my speech and how I'm moisa nefesh to speak in public because I'm so embarrassed. And a few minutes later, I says, Any pretzels left over there? I didn't touch any of that stuff. I just put it down. Just to know it. And I did a couple of things like that. Before I left, there was a Gera Chassid next to me, the sweetest guy in the world. I know him from way back. Chashavi, very Chashavi. And the Rav Atayri. So before I left, I made a remark. My favorite rabbi in Lakewood is so-and-so. And my favorite Chassidus is Ger. That's how I left. So that's an Avardiga speech. Avardigas do things with Pratim. You know what I'm saying? The best part by them is if half the Olam leaves in the middle. That's the Gan Eden Atach. They love that. I saw my Rebbe, Rabbi Zvi Schwartz, speaking, and I saw a guy walking out. He was like, so what? You can walk out? Free country. It looked like, I almost saw Rebbe Natan Yebra. He was speaking. In the middle of a speech, he did this a whole speech. He was busy with. But it wasn't weird. It wasn't weird at all. Now, he was acting normal. He just, you know, he was like looking at this. He kept doing this kiseda that, you know, they lose their fear of people by doing a prat. It's so kibdaira by side. Try to do as, but check out what you're doing. I mean, some people could go, because you have to watch yourself. Yeah, you need a Rebbe, and you do a prat. I stand on a chair, all the chasanis, to do a prat. I need them. You know what happens after a while? By me, the telephone has become an avodah zarah. I'm avoiding it. I'm disappearing out. I have a lot of emergency phone calls daily. That I feel it's highest, you know, you can help people. In the Chazik, then they call me up. Yeah, I told you, Minig Lakewood. When the guy's holding by Vidui, you call Mandel. In fact, they're inserting it in the Vidui's that they're putting in there. After you've called Mandel, say this, you know. And still, if by any faint possibility that you're still having problems, because usually that should take care of. Give Mandel a call. They think I'm a who knows what. I promise you, this happens all the time. They call me up for the most impossible. Do you know that there was a Rebbe? I see this younger man. I don't know if he's Mamish or Rebbe. He was the son of a Rebbe of Williamsburg. And he told me his father is a big Rebbe who specialized in beyond Yiddish cases. He used to deal dafka with them. That's something. You know, believe in the Yiddish, you can get anything. L'chaim. Today was one of the few times that actually I wasn't answered. It's a big, I look a little depressed today, that's where it's coming from. Today my class lost the game. My class always wins. Yeah, because I daven. What are you talking? I daven. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it right to daven? What if the other guy wins? What's wrong? Fagin, other classroom? No! My class! That's how I feel. That's my shita. The Mamalaya got involved with it. She didn't, she was over 10. She had 6 children before she finally, oh, now Rachel's gonna be less than the Shvachis. No. Eibishta, make her a girl. So that's how Dina came in. Or else she would have had 7. You know what's going on? She was going, why was she so ambitious? Why didn't you think of someone else? No, she didn't. You hear this? You know what chayach l'kaida means? I'll tell you why. I don't know. Nobody knows. She was snua leia. All her life she was battling the husband like me or not. See, she's a person like that has to go all out for me. You have a chayach, chayach l'kaida. Don't be such a tzaddik. Think of someone else. First comes me. I'm going to tell you some people who didn't think about anybody. You ready? I shouldn't say this. I'm speaking about giants. First, I want to say something. Before I want to say anything about Yosef HaTzadik and Aaron HaKohen, I'm going to say clear. No one has any right to say anything. And even what the Sfarim say, They say, they criticize the why they say Milo's point is that nobody knows anything about these people in a billion years. But we have, so it's a sin to think you know anything. But it's also a sin to walk away with nothing. So I'm going to say what could be a pshat. I suspect it might even be true, but I'm not big enough to know what really happened. One thing's for sure. People worked on their midas. And I would feel justified to say that Yosef HaTzadik, his entire life, he was on a campaign for Vayig Ba'alibe B'dak Hashem like nobody in the universe. He was unbelievable. He just told his parents, he just told his brothers that he's, and by the way, I'm very happy that they're taking pictures of me. It makes me feel good. So you already got a mitzvah. Whether the picture comes out good or not, that's the point. I feel good. Anyway. So what did he say? He said, okay, first of all, I got a dream. And the dream says, they're all older than him. You know that. All big brothers. All not kids. All G'dayil Yisrael like you can't describe. You're all bowing down to me. And they hated him. And that was the second, they already hated him plus, because they hated him because the father liked him. But now for the dream, oh boy, that you see boys, like they hate him more. And he's not finished with them. Oh, you hate me? That's so nice. Guess what my next dream was. What's the next one? Next one, they had 11 stars, and Papi and Mommy included are also bowing down to me. If you didn't hear enough of what I care, what the public opinion is, I'll show you how little I care. I'm getting worse than last time. These are psukim. What's going on here? Does he have any? He wasn't stupid. What's that? What's going on here? He papached the belt, including his parents, his brothers, G'dayli Yisrael. Now you can't describe the greatness, and it's fine. And then when he ends up by Potiphar, and then Garlo Babayas, think he changed? You think the whole what he went through changed him? And Nenu, Gadol, Abayas, and Zemi, many. There's no one bigger than me around here. How's that one? We're not finished. Then when Pari calls him out because he knows the dreams, you know, those dreams, oh, I heard you know dreams. No, not really. You're speaking to a king, you know. Respect. He says, no, Biladai, a kid. You got it all wrong, Pari. And after 12 years in jail, he's got such a mitzvah. He fapax parai. And by the way, whenever it says chay parai, by the life of parai, he used to swear a lot with his brothers. By the life of parai, you people are this and that. He used to swear a lot. So Chazal say, you know, I used to swear by the life of parai. He was saying, just like parai's life isn't worth a penny, and that's how you guys, that's how my shvua isn't worth a penny. It's baloney. I'm just lying. The Chazal said he was playing games with parai. He looked at parai like a kid. He wasn't Gerritsen. And then he heard his brothers say, Abdecha, he lost 10 years of his life because there was a Gaius. There was a Gaius there. And there was a Gaius Beshita. And he was the Gaius from the beginning of his life to the end. He was the biggest tzaddik in the universe. Yosef HaTzadik. Why didn't anybody learn up from the Gaius? Everyone runs away from Gaius. What are you running away from? You ever hear of Yosef? By the way, you know why? You know why he was the king in Yosef? You know what Midas Yisoid means? You know, people fall in Kedusha. Guess the reason. No self-esteem. You know, all these kids that go off the derech, because they feel they're not valued in the base medrash. Go out there, you get easy money. Right away, they're going to, you're a good-looking guy. And you can do whatever you want. That's why, whatever, I don't want to say other stuff, but whatever it is, that's why he was big in Yisoid, because he said, you know who I am? And what really saved him? You're going to be on one of the Shvatim, or on the Cheshin, my father's face, whatever. He thought big. Yosef thought now listen to this. There was one other person that was also very big, Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen also went around feeling, I'm better than everyone else. Why? Because it says, he'll take some. Happy Hanukkah, Rabbi. Take a bunch, stack them up. Beautiful. So listen to this. What was I saying? Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was getting Chalishas Hadas. All the Nesim are ahead of him. They're all better than him. And Aaron HaKohen, so the Abishu says, don't worry, you are bigger than all of them. Shulchanach Gedoyla Mishulchanam. So Aaron HaKohen went around like Yosef HaTzadik, I'm better than Ari. The Abishu himself told him to do that. Now, do you know what Yosef gave the world? He saved the entire world. You know what? He didn't. He was a king for 80 years. There's no one in God's Mikra that was king for 80 years except for him. You know what he did? He's Midas HaYisoid. Mashiach is not coming without him. It says, in the Vardik they said, Eish Yosef, what is it? Vaya Beis Yaakov La'eish. Beis Yosef La'hova Esav La'kash. You know what's going on, Reb Gershon says? Yaakov Eish means learning Musa. And Lahova means learning Musa bis Pilus. With a fire, with a vamkite. That's going to kill Esav. Okay, that's what they're saying. Yosef is everything. Yosef, whenever anybody watches his eyes a little, you know what the Pesach of Menachem Malach said? If anybody watches himself a drop in the Inyani Kedusha, he's mavatl gzeres tol shemayim. It's a big time stuff. And they say, whenever you're doing it, Yosef's planting himself inside you. Isn't it Shama? You're part of him. He's the biggest in the, and he was full of reimamus. I'm better than all of you. No? So look what the world got out of him. When you hold on from yourself, the world's gonna have from you. And what does the world have of Aaron HaKohen? Kaihanim! The Kayin is everything. The Kayin is all. But they tell you also in such a Bechina. You know, they're also, a Kayin, he's got it all, Aaron HaKohen. So, Rabbi Isai, any person, I advise everybody, blow yourself up this Hanukkah until you think you own the world. The world will have from you. And if you blow yourself in an extreme, the world will have from you an extreme. Both of these are major extremes. Blow yourself up! No rachmanis! You know what I did to my class today? Listen to this. I hope it's kedai to hear this. I have to give out tickets to the boys who are behaving, and they get extra prizes, whatever. So go ahead and give me out tickets. Watch the way I give out tickets. I'm holding a whole bunch of tickets, and a whole class is jumping after me. Rebbe, give me a ticket! Give me a ticket! I say, no! Only Chaim. Chaim, she's smiling. I give Chaim the ticket. Minute later, I got another one coming. The whole class is jumping at me. No, only Shmuel. Only Shmuel. I give Shmuel. Then the whole kids got another ticket, yes? And I do this to every single kid. I said, no one's getting it except for this kid. And I pointed at him. And I focused on, you're the kid that did. He was in Gan Eden. Now listen closely. After I did that, everybody was happy with everyone else. You know why? Because there was a moment where your Rebbe said, you are the best guy in the world, no one else. My father, Zatzal, used to say, he feels like a Ben Yochid to Hashem. The other guy's also fine, but first comes me. And you get that feeling that you are special. You'll be able to deal with, you know, you're in a tie knot iron. He says, you're better than everybody. Tomorrow he's going to say, Lev Shasam Abdul HaSachiv. You know why? Because if you feel good about yourself, you forgive everyone else. You know why people have a hard time loving this one, loving that time? Sit on yourself 24/7 and love yourself to pieces. And put everyone else down like I did today. No. You! No! You may have to do that over time till you're ready to spill over to others. I find that myself, you're not so intimidated by people anymore. You're not so insecure. You're ready to love other people because you love yourself. If you love yourself, you get simcha. If you're not afraid of other people. Okay, next. Where are we up to? 8:49. Let me see my latest. Now, All right. You know, it's so interesting. I found that Yaakov bowed down to Yosef because he was king. You ever see Yosef bow down to Parai? Never happened. It's funny. And he needed him. And Yaakov said, I need him, so I'm going to have to bow down. And Yosef didn't need Parai. He was in jail 12 years. He didn't need him to pull him out of jail. But I'll die like him because he has an agenda. I'm on top of the world. I would venture to say the reason why he was so stuck in that direction was because he was caught in Shebeshvatim. The baby in the family, they're all Leah's kids, and they're all known the world. I'm bigger than you. A person that's in the garbage can has to say, I am bigger than everyone else. When Aaron HaKohen HaChalish HaSadatz, then David says, you're better than everyone else. If you already feel you're better, it's a different story. But our Olam is Becheskas Chalish HaSadatz, all of us. And therefore, don't worry about Gaiva. Adarab. Now I'll tell you. I just found Rabbi Rucham Lavovitz. Rabbi Rucham. He's talking all the time. I was machaven to him. He said like this. First of all, I got to tell you, I'm married to Gatarga Yenis of Benazil. It's beautiful. How does Binyamin get? Chaim. I'm scared. Somebody said recently, I spoke at the Altar's Yahrzeit, and he said, you know, Mandel, you spoke at his Yahrzeit, and you were serious. You didn't crack any jokes. So I felt that was very, you know, it's not so easy. That's why it's not good to accept covet from anybody, because then you're under stress for the rest of your life. You always got to be, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's fine. If I don't have enough jokes, I'd be misspelled. You know what's happened in my shul? I once cracked so many jokes, a true story. The place was never on the floor so much. I was going like crazy. The jokes were one better than the other. By the way, you know what happened to me when I was by Tashlich, and everybody runs, come inside, runs to the Rebbe, to Chappas Avedis. You know, by Tashlich, they come to the Rebbe. Because they hold that his Averis are better than your mitzvahs. Oh, now you're talking. Oh, now you're talking coffee. Ooh, the Megid. What bracha is this? Is this wine? What is this? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Coffee. 18% sounds good for me. Good stuff. Let me get some of this. Chaim, but wait a minute. Do I have a shiloh? Teva meitav. Nah, not with wine. Teva meitav. Lechaim! Chaim, let's have some. Rabbi say no. I'll give some coffee. This is good stuff. Kava El Hashem. Thank you so much. You don't want my Shariah? That's much more. It's fine. It's fine. Have some. Baruch HaTorah. I made a bracha already. Chaim, Tovim, Shalom. Everybody should have the sweetest, happiest, happy Hanukkah, all those holy rabbis. And it should be, you should see the lights. Of Mashiach, Karav Mamish, and we should all do Tshuva Shleima before Zeis Chanukah. You can be Zeichet to anything you want. Chaim. By the way, this is the best Chanukah I ever had, and I was also already Zeichet B'din, not only for me but for everyone else. It's done. Amen. How do I know? You know how I have Ruach HaKodesh. It's an old story. Chaim Tev L'Shom, Kavi. Coffee means Kaval Hashem. Speak positive. It's possible. You know, when you think you didn't make it, then your doctor made it. That's a big yusoid, by the way. So, whatever happens, I made it. If the Chanukah Menorah doesn't go, that's happened to me lately. Oh, no. I'll tell you what happened last night. Abishta, I want them to burn beautiful. I just davened. They came out never so good. You see, it pays to daven. Today I did it again. All messed up. Until I got it moving. What do you do when it gets messed up? Yetzirah tells you. Did you remember the Averi you did yesterday? Maybe she's putting you in your place. See? You deserve that. See? He doesn't like you, your mitzvahs. He's throwing. It's Mafurisha Mishnah and Sukkah. whenever it rains in the sukkah, that means that, you know, Davis is throwing the water in your face. You know, there's mashal over there. So that's the pshat. That's the Yetzer Hara. You know what I say? I say Davis still likes me. What did he do to Avram? He made a hard job. Kidei liten schar al kol psia upsia. When you're dealing with a tzaddik, you make it hard. So you should get schar on every step. That's the real pshat of why Mandel's having a hard time with the list. And why they aren't coming out the way he wants. Liten schar, because I'm a tzaddik. I'm getting now, I get much more schar from tzaragra. I lit 100 times. Okay, but the other day, guess what terrible thing happened? It went smooth. What do you do with that? No! Now I'm in such a high madrega that whatever I do goes smooth. But whatever happens, you must come out ahead. Don't listen to the Yetzer Hara. That's going to put you down. It'll put you down no matter what you do. You just stagged in learning. It wasn't a shmo. You were screaming at your wife. See what a kaisen you are? But you screamed that the octave was much less than last time. You know, no, but that's still no good. What's wrong with saying that it's an improvement? And you gotta go slowly but surely. This is my madriga. I blow my stack for only a half an hour, which is very good where I come from. It's much, much better than it used to be. Give yourself credit. Yeah, but I'm still getting it. No. But I'm a tzaddik. You have to come out ahead. How's that? You have to go against your nature. And your nature says you're in the garbage can. Oh, yes. I'm the Gadol Hador. Listen to this one. I want to apologize to the Yehudim. I should be telling stories and stories. I'm saying Betlach a little bit. I hope you don't mind. A little tired. Don't kill nobody. Come with Hanukkah. Ah, thank you so much. This cob is a good simon. This with Jack. Jack is kind of a bit of ear. He's got a good name. We like Jack. We can tell the Olam. You know, it's so funny. I go to the other end of the world. Everybody, oh, Mandel, you're with Jack. How do you know that? Yeah, I watch you every day. Then other guys start telling me my jokes. How do you know that joke? You know, I used to be a Levitical personality. These days, oh, I heard that joke. I can't, I'm not interesting. Yeah, they were watching me. But anyway, listen to this. A half little fella. It's Kedai to hear this part. I'm telling you, it's Kedai. Ah, Yehuda, my name's Yehuda. Yehuda messed up. What did Yehuda do? Yehuda married a Canaanis. And boy, they let him have it. Ebenezer, I think. They let him have it. That's why you had two sons who were nifta right away. You did such a terrible thing. Does Ovis were Lahedja? Don't marry Canaan. Avram said it. Yitzchak said it. And Yehuda goes along. And he marries a Canaanis. Now I'll tell you a pshat. I'm not saying it's the end of the pshat. I'm choshed that Davke is. But I don't have the audacity to know what such a giant like Yehuda. He was kicked out of his family. By Yered Yehuda. When you're in the garbage can, you do things maybe you shouldn't do. I marry a Canaanite because after all, you see what I am? I messed up. I caused the Mechiras Yosef. The whole family's blaming me. That's when you marry a Canaanite. Don't say that that's the real pshat, Yehuda Chas v'Chalila. But in us, that's the real pshat. When you do something you shouldn't do, it's because you feel, you know, when you feel like this, you do things you shouldn't do. What saved Yosef? And it'll go to Babayis. I mean, many I'm not doing bad stuff. That's why it's so important to build yourself up. But anyway, listen to this. So he goes out of Canaanis. And guess what happens? So Yehuda wasn't, it says a Talmud Chacham that doesn't have Beira. Don't worry about him. Before you turn around, he's going to do Chibur so quick. He goes ahead and he picks. So the Canaanim, the problem is the Yisus. The Yisus is Gehenim. It ain't Orem is Abik Babarach. Avram Avinu told us to Eliezer was a tzaddik, you say don't, but you're Canaan, get out of here. You don't belong in the family. We're Baruch, you gotta have Baruch by us. Guess Yehuda decided, okay, enough of Averus, I'm doing tshuva. But when I do tshuva, watch this. Who does he pick for his, to join his family? The daughter of Shane himself, the spitz yichus in the universe. Shame chum yafas, right? Chum is the worst yichus, shame is the best. And he messed up by marrying chum, the Canaan. So he's doing tshuva, he doesn't just improve. I'm going all the way to the top, the single biggest tzaddikus in the whole Talmud was humongous tzaddikus, and the daughter of shame himself. The extreme opposite. When you do a sin, you go the extreme opposite. Got it? You always go extreme. That's why I'm a stupid Baal Gaivinik. I'm one of the biggest Baal Gaivinik in the world. I had a big machlokes, one of Rabbanim here in Lakewood. He told me, and this is true, by the way, but I got to ask, he wouldn't mind if I said his name, but I don't want to take chances. He's probably the biggest, very Adam Choshev Admoid, a Tzadik, a Goyim, a Godel. He's an Emes, a Godel of Israel. He told me that he's a Raidiv Kavit. And I told him, oh no, I'm worse Raidiv Kavit than you are. He said, no, no, it's not true. And I ended up telling him, I am the Raidiv Kavit Adar. That's what I told him. Anyway, but sometimes you need to do that if you feel that you're low, you have to go extreme. I'm sorry. Sit down every day. But now I did this wrong, that wrong. I do everything right. Momen Bach. Mashita, I hold I never sinned in my life. I am one of the most perfect people who ever lived. When you have 1,000 voices telling you all day long, you ain't worth a penny, what do? 10,000 voices, no one better than me. And you better lie. You better lie, because you're always going to feel it's not really true. And it's not really true that you're so bad, it's also not true. You have to go extreme. The truth is to go against your nature. That's the truth. The more the better. Anyway, so Yehuda goes ahead, and daughter of James. Notice it's a striking horror. No, it's Gevaldik, the oldest nerdy boy. And, but he figured, not for me, for my son. You know, I messed up. I sold Yosef and I married a Canaanite. Let at least my son will go back from my derech. He'll marry Thomas. And the Abish says in the Sabbath, no, 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 Yudala. You're going to marry her. Don't you dare put yourself down. And you're going to get parents in Zorach and Malchus based David. You want it all. Because that's the way it goes. You build yourself up. You're going places. Hold from yourself. The more you say I'm great, Bridge Crucialus for Zion. Say it day and night. Write it. You think nothing happens. If you're going to sit home tonight, call yourself Rosh Kibahag, you'll laugh. And I did this good, that good. Ignore all bad stuff. Make believe it never happened. L'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim. Boy, I'm